All
So
right, sir, thank you.
pinning our screens on top.
When the presentation is on, ma'am, automatically you all will be on top.
Okay.
Okay. And once we stop the presentation, all of you all will be displayed. The thing is that at the time you said that we need to only highlight Mr. Aditya Sehgal during the Q&A.
Sehgal during Q&A.
Ashwini Sehgal during Q&A.
Yeah.
So he will just be seen on the screen while all of you all will be on top.
Perfect, perfect.
But I might shift the answer to someone else in our team. So in that case, that person is to be shown up.
Yeah, sure, sir. We'll keep an eye on that.
Okay, thank you then. Okay.
Ashwini sir, can we start now? It's 2 p.m.
Yeah, I think you should start.
Ujjwal,
Yes,
Vivin.
ma'am. Yes, ma'am, we can start.
How many people have joined?
So right now we have 63 connected, sir.
63. Okay. How can I see? It shows only 16 people. Huh?
No, that is panelists, sir. You can see in the attendees tab, 63.
Attendees.
Attendees. Attendees is in my screen is
63.
zero.
66.
So presently the names will not be visible as we have not started the call yet. Once
Okay.
the call begins, the participants will start joining in. By the way, it
Okay.
is around 2:02. Should we begin the call?
Sakshi?
Yes, sir.
I think we can start it. Huh? It's already 2:02. Huh?
Yes, sir, we can start.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm starting the webinar and I'll allow a few seconds for the participants to join in. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the earnings conference call for Q4 and FY26 for Alpex Solar Limited.
In a world moving towards cleaner energy, innovation is no longer a choice. It is a responsibility. At Alpex Solar, we are powering the future through advanced solar manufacturing, engineering precision, and a strong commitment to sustainability. For over two decades, we have been transforming sunlight into reliable energy solutions for India and the world. Founded by first-generation technocrats, Alpex Solar has grown into an integrated renewable energy company with over two decades of expertise in solar PV manufacturing. Built on engineering excellence and operational strength, Alpex Solar is creating a scalable manufacturing ecosystem designed for reliability, efficiency, and long-term growth. At the core of Alpex Solar is over 1 million square feet of advanced manufacturing infrastructure. Strategically located facilities across India form a scalable manufacturing ecosystem designed for precision, reliability, and long-term growth. Built for efficiency and engineered for scale, Alpex Solar is rapidly expanding across the solar value chain. And from high-performance solar modules and advanced G12R TOPCon solar cells to aluminum frames, every product is manufactured through precision-driven processes aligned with global quality standards. Every module undergoes rigorous testing and precision-driven production processes to ensure efficiency, durability, and consistent performance under demanding environmental conditions. Driven by automation and built for scalability, Alpex Solar's manufacturing facilities combine operational efficiency with global quality standards. Beyond manufacturing, Alpex Solar is expanding its renewable energy footprint across diverse applications and infrastructure projects. Through Alpex Green Energies, the company delivers EPC and IPP solutions that support utility scale and distributed solar development. Alpex Solar Limited also provides solar water pumping solutions, helping extend renewable energy access across agricultural and rural communities, from industries and commercial spaces to farms and households. Alpex Solar solutions are enabling cleaner and more dependable energy adoption. Through backward integration and digital transformation, Alpex Solar is building a connected manufacturing ecosystem for the renewable energy sector. Digitally integrated operations enable smoother coordination across procurement, manufacturing, inventory, and distribution, improving efficiency, execution, and quality control. The next frontier of scale is coming to life. Alpex Solar is expanding into solar wafers ingot and solar glass, strengthening backward integration and moving towards becoming a fully insulated, integrated, and decoupled solar manufacturing company. Within the next 90 days in August 2026, Alpex Solar's landmark facility in Kosi Mathura will commence full-scale production. Spanning over 500,000 square feet, the ultra-automated plant will manufacture advanced 2.2 gigawatts G12R TOPCon solar cells with efficiencies of up to 26.5%, powered by cutting-edge LECO laser technology. Built to support India's growing clean energy demand, Alpex Solar is accelerating toward a 10,000 crore rupees revenue vision by FY2030. As India accelerates toward a sustainable future, Alpex Solar continues to expand the boundaries of renewable energy manufacturing, driven by innovation, built for scale, powered by sunlight. Alpex Solar, building India's energy future.
Let us now begin with the introduction of the management team. We have with us today Mr. Ashwani Sehgal, Managing Director. Mr. Ashwani Sehgal, a mechanical engineer from Punjab University, has been a stalwart and pioneer in the field of solar manufacturing and currently serves as the General Secretary of the Indian Solar Manufacturers Association, which consists Adani, Tata, Reliance as its members, among others. And he has also served as the president for 12 years and played a pivotal role in advocating for favorable government policies on solar cell, wafers, ingot, and glass that benefit solar manufacturers like ALMM, ALCM, and ALWM. His impeccable reputation with the solar manufacturing industry has solidified his position as a respected industry leader and driving force for the solar manufacturing industry in India. Also joining us today is Mr. Aditya Sehgal, CEO. Mr. Aditya Sehgal has a bachelor's degree in science with a focus on electrical engineering from the prestigious University of California. As the CEO of Alpex Solar, Mr. Aditya Sehgal has been driving the global export opportunity and is focused on developing newer markets. We also have with us today Mr. Vipin Sehgal, Director, Ms. Udaya Sehgal, CFO, and Mr. L.K. Damija, Vice President, Finance. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, you may click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and ask a live question. Please note, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to request Mr. Aditya Sehgal, CEO, to discuss the investor presentation with everyone. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Karthik. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking our time for us. Aditya Sehgal here, the CEO of Alpex Solar. I would like to go through what the company has been doing, what we are looking forward to, and we can then dive right into our financials, as this is an earnings call. After which, we can then jump right into a Q&A session led by Ashwani Sehgal. Can we get the next slide? And the next one. So a little bit about Alpex Solar. We are an integrated solar module manufacturer. We started back in 1993. So we have about 20 years of experience of solar module manufacturing. And over the years, we have been able to vertically integrate by backwards integrating into manufacturing aluminium frames utilized by our solar panels. And we've also forwards integrated through our subsidiary called Alpex Green Energies, which is taking up efforts for IPP and EPC projects. Additionally, we're also currently backwards integrating and setting up a 2.2 gigawatt TOPCon solar cell line in Kosi, Uttar Pradesh. Our module capacity is growing from 2.4 gigawatt to 3.6 gigawatts. And we've also installed well over 26,000 solar water pumps over the years. But I'm quite excited to share our board recently announced that we can start planning our expansions further. And now we're looking at setting up a 5 gigawatt solar glass line by FY 2030, as well as a 5 gigawatt ingot and wafer line by fiscal year 2030. With the next slide. So our product portfolio will now include a whole bunch of things, including solar cells, solar modules, solar pumps, aluminium frame, as well as our services sector, so our EPC and IPP projects. Can we get the next slide? Primarily, our drive for the vertical integration or backwards into wafer and ingot is largely because of the policies the government is setting up. So MNRE and other agencies put together have announced, had announced ALMM, which is the approved list of modules and manufacturers, which pushes domesticized manufacturing. And ALMM list one, which enforces a DCR mandate for solar modules, was enforced back in 2024. Now that we're in 2026, we're now looking at ALMM list two, which enforces a DCR requirement for solar cells. And for 2028, the government has already drafted ALMM list three, which would enforce a DCR requirement for wafer and ingot. Hence our project plans going forward are to backwards integrate into wafer and ingot. Can we get the next slide? So over the years, we incorporated back in 1993, and we in 2007 we set up a small 75 megawatt manufacturing line, and now we're looking at a 3.6 gigawatt solar module line, a 2.2 gigawatt solar cell line, a 12,000 metric ton aluminium frame line, and by FY 2030, now we're looking at a 5 gigawatt solar glass as well as 5 gigawatt wafer and ingot manufacturing facility. Can we get the next slide? So our operations are spread across India, although our manufacturing primarily is centralized within the state of Uttar Pradesh, but we do have branch offices across India. Can we get the next slide? So of our 7 manufacturing facilities now, we have 2 operational in Greater Noida, which accumulates our solar module capacity to 2.4 gigawatts. In Kosi, we are setting up our integrated campus effectively, which will house our 2.2 gigawatt solar cell line, a 1.2 gigawatt module line, as well as the 12,000 metric ton aluminium frame line. We also have an additional land parcel of 21 acres in Madhya Pradesh, which is to be utilized for further expansion. Next slide, please. Our Kosi facility is currently our biggest focus right now with our cell line. This is spread across 9 lakh square feet and an integrated facility. So 2 sheds right next to each other, 1 manufacturing solar cell and 1 manufacturing solar modules. Our cells will have an efficiency up to 25.5%. And our manufacturing operations are supported by AGVs or automated guided vehicles, as well as the advanced LECO system, which improves efficiency of the cells. As for execution of the line itself, our team has been going to other factories across the world for training, and our turnkey providers also have about 100 engineers at our facility to set up the line as well as train us during the wrap-up stages. We also recently announced in the board meeting that we're expecting our facility to go live within the next 90 days. Can we get the next slide? We can skip this one as well. Okay, and just a small note, beginning of this financial year, we've also transitioned completely to SAP S/4HANA for internal operations, streamlining our operations as well as bringing real-time visibility into all our operations, so procurement, inventory, manufacturing, and bringing us into a cohesive work system now. Can we get the next slide? Just an overview of our customers. We deal with a variety of customers, including PSUs, as well as private entities. So we have customers like Luminous, Starter, NPCL, and many more. And the next slide. And I'd like to bring our CFO, Udaya Sehgal, on to review our financials. Thank you.
Thanks, Aditya. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Udaya Sehgal, CFO of Alpec Solar, and I'm here to walk you through our financial results today. It's been a landmark year for this company, so let's get right into it. We delivered revenue of 2,223 crores this year compared to 780 crores last year. That's a 2.85 times growth year on year. Our EBITDA scaled from 128 crores to 327 crores, a 2.56 times jump. and our PAT grew from 83 crores to 201 crores, nearly 2.41 times what we delivered in FY25. Across revenue, EBITDA, as well as PAT, every single line has more than doubled. Can you move on to the next slide? Okay, so zooming into Q4 specifically, revenue for the quarter stood at 671 crores, EBITDA at 93 crores with a healthy margin of 13, almost 14%, and PAT at 53 crores. Compared to Q4 last year, revenue more than doubled and PAT jumped from 35 crores to 53 crores. Next slide, please. So our growth has been very consistent. Let's look at quarter on quarter through FY26. Revenue grew steadily from 380 crores all the way to 672 crores. EBITDA followed the same path. And on an annual basis, revenue is up 2.85% X. EBITDA is up 2.56X. And PAT is up 2.41X year on year. Next slide, please. And finally, our four-year compounding story. From 194 crores in FY23 to 2,223 crores in FY26, that's 11.44 times revenue growth in just 4 years. EBITDA has grown 25, almost 26 times, and PAT an extraordinary 54 times over the same period. Margins have expanded from 6.5% to nearly 15%. I'm talking about EBITDA here. And our PAT margin has gone from under 2% to over 9%. And to end, I'd just like to call out, our profit today is more than our entire revenue 4 years ago. PAT of 201 crores this year versus total revenue of 194 crores in FY23. I'll hand it over now to our MD, Mr. Ashwini Sehgal, for his remarks. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Ashwini Sehgal from Alphex. A wonderful year wherein we achieved a great top line as well as the great bottom line. We have announced very, very exciting backward integration program for in conjunction with the Government of India's policy of manufacturing everything in India. So you might be knowing, all of you might be knowing, that the Government of India has announced ALWM, which is approved list of wafer manufacturers, so which will start from the June 2028. As we have taken a decision to manufacture solar cells just in time for our ALCM list, so we will be ready to have our own wafer and ingot manufacturing before that list, which is ALWM, starts to pinch the manufacturers of solar cells. So we are well ready for that. In addition to that, we are going to have a glass manufacturing also as our own. With the these backward integrations and already cell and module and aluminium already in the picture for us, so we will be an integrated manufacturer with almost decoupled from other vagaries of the policies or the competition, etc. And we will be a very strong and seasoned player in this line of business, which can sustain profitability and growth for many, many years to come. Thank you, guys. I'm ready to take the question and answers, or if there is something else, any other agenda, I'm waiting for that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask questions can do so by clicking the raise hand icon at the bottom of your screen and wait for your turn to speak. Participants who wish to ask questions via chat can click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and post your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please press the raise hand icon at the bottom of your screen. We'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Yeah, the first question from the line of Shashank Jha. Mr. Shashank?
Yes, sir. My request is that whenever we are sharing a PPT, if we can mention how much module in megawatts we can say sold quarter on quarter, it will be very helpful to track. And apart from that, my question here is that when you say that you have 5 gigawatt inverts and wafer plant, how about module and cell plants? Like, are we going to increase that, or about FY30 we are going to become ingots and wafer seller majorly?
What was your name? Hello,
Shashank.
Shashank, and which organization are you from, Shashank?
I'm SB Capital.
Okay, Shashank, it's a good question. The thing is, we have not describe the phases of our wafer and ingot plant or even the glass plant. We have said that is our top, maximum capacity, which will be achieved around 2029-30. But we will be commencing, as I informed, so we will be have a pilot project well before this, even the policy comes into place. So around 200 megawatt of pilot project we have already planned, and it will be operational by the month of April 2027. So that will be the pilot project, just to prove and absorb the technology. And in the first, after the pilot project, we will have 2.5 gigawatt of our manufacturing of ingot and wafer, which will be operational by June 2028. And after that, the balance expansion will be taken subsequently. So this is the plan for wafer and ingot. And your suggestion to give breakups, we will definitely send you all these details. So later on, Sakshi can give you all these.
Sir, details. I was also asking about module and cell plant, like our mod.
Well, what is the question on modules?
Like our modules, 3.6 gigawatt, it will be exhausted by utilization, will be exhausted by H2 FY28, the rate we are going. So any plan on that?
Shashank, we will be expanding our module and cell capacities also. And now, again, we have to inform not only to you or to others also, the technology is evolving in this line of business. So after this 3.6 gigawatt, we may go in for one of the most latest technology on the modules. And for that, we are already started the process, and we may increase the capacity to 5.5 gigawatt like that. But we have yet to take a decision on that. But it will be commensurating with our, we don't intend to manufacture and everything in-house. Maybe we will sell some of our wafers to the other cell manufacturers. Okay. But we may buy wafers from other manufacturers as well, because we are focusing on G12R, which is a very specific size of a wafer or cell. But we have other sizes demand also. So we will go into some kind of barter deals with our other manufacturers in India. We've already progressing on this discussion also. Thank you.
Okay, great, sir. And sir, Q1Q number were relatively flat. Is it due to demand or some? What was the main reason behind that? Number was good, but little bit flat it was there.
You mean the Q1? Yeah, Q1 is normally always weak because of
Q3, Q4, sir.
No, Q3, Q4 were quite nice. So we did the highest
3% jump is there in your revenue, Q3 and Q4.
You mean Q4 to Q3? Yeah, it is because of certain the glass was not available because of this Iran war, and some other raw materials were also difficult to come by, and that container freight also went skyrocketing. So these were certain issues which impacted us a little bit.
How much margin upliftment can we have from solar glass?
Solar glass, as of now, it's a really exciting opportunity, and the numbers we will not be able to put it on this meeting, but this has an exciting opportunity, and I would suggest you can have a look at Q4, Q3 numbers of other Borosil or some other manufacturer.
Yes, yeah, sir, it was so great, sir. It was great. Yeah, Your number was great compared to others, no doubt.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
The next question comes from the line of Darshil Javeri. Darshil?
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question, sir. Firstly, congratulations on a really great set of results in a very tough time, sir. Sir, I just wanted to understand, in FY26, we had, I think, 2.4 gigawatt of module, and now in FY27 for the full year we'll have around 3.6. So what is the revenue that we are targeting in FY27, sir?
Exciting question. When we got listed, we had given a guidance of 2x growth every year, which we have been surpassing, and we are exceeding that by significant percentage numbers. So as per that guidance, our revenue should exceed in this year 3000 crore, but we are upbeat that with our cell line, which is gonna be operational in next 90 days, so our numbers should exceed our guidance by a reasonable margin.
Okay. So cell, what is our plan? Will we use it for backward integration, or are we planning to sell it to other people? Why I'm asking is, if we are using it for backward integration, our margin should also see a significant jump, right? So could you comment, like, what can our EBITDA, maybe be, like, what's the target range? I don't need maybe an exact number, but a range would also.
Look, our capacity is 2.2 gigawatt, and 80 to 85% we intend to use in-house, and maybe 20% we will be again doing a kind of a barter, because our we have requirements for other sizes from the market. So we will be selling these 20% or around 20% cells in the market, and buying different size of cells for our consumption. Otherwise, we are capable, or we have internal demand to consume all the cells. But because of long-term association, and having to look at the other aspects of business, and becoming creating a win-win kind of a situation. So we will sell around 20% of our cells in the market.
That's fair enough. So this 80%, if we see, that will also substantially, nearly 2 gigawatts, I think we'll be able to do backward integration. So then what can be our margins, right? So can we push towards 20% margins in this year, EBITDA?
I will again give you the examples or numbers from our friends in the industry, those who are already producing cells, TOPCon cells. So if you look at their EBITDA levels, so they are doing an EBITDA of around 35-36% on the cell business. So, and 25-24% on the PAT margin levels. So we expect similar or some similar levels in the cell business.
That's really great to know, sir. And sir, I just wanted to understand in terms of industry right now, are you seeing like so many capacities are coming? So are you seeing any oversupply issue? Like right now, maybe in FY27, we've increased the capacity. FY28 also, we might exhaust it. So what do you see the scenario as, right, sir, in terms of like industry-wide, like is there an oversupply chance or what will be our distinguishing factor? And how do you see also beyond FY27, sir?
Yes, there is a lot of talk of overcapacity in the industry, and India has created a very exciting industry for the solar business. They started with the module manufacturing, and then the government came up with the policy of solar cells with ALCM or ALMM list 2. And because of the exciting times in the industry and the growth, and similarly, there is a lot of excitement in the stock exchanges, stock markets. So many Me Too's are trying to join. But the wonderful thing in this business which has happened is that now the business of solar module manufacturing is not a very simple you have a factory of, say, let us say you invest 100 crore and 800 megawatt of solar panels in your factory, you started the factory, and then you expect that, okay, you will get listed, and maybe even if you are not getting listed, but you will become a serious player. But sadly, that is not true in this industry. With the policies that every module manufacturer has to either source the cells from companies like Helpex or Premier or some other companies in the those who are already producing, or they will have to get into the cell manufacturing. And the cell manufacturing, as everybody knows in the industry, is quite complicated, and again, it's a capital intensive also, and time-consuming also, and the technology also keeps on shifting. So it's a different ballgame altogether. So next, I would put it in perspective. The next phase is, once we have the settlement, which is happening from the 1st of June, and after another 2 years, so you will have ALWM, so which is approved list of wafer and ingot manufacturers. So even the cell manufacturer cannot rest on its success that, okay, now, okay, mere paas module bhi aa gaya, and cell, I already have the cell also, and I'm sitting on something. They will have to reinvent themselves in terms of either the tying up for wafer manufacturing and ingot manufacturing, or they will have to go and backward. So it is a very capital intensive, time consuming, and technology intensive manufacturing, which will make smaller or Me Too or marginal players, or sitting on the fence kind of players, to either shut down or close, or make life, sorry to say, but difficult. For the serious players, those who have understanding of this business, they understand the technology and the depth of this business, so they will survive and grow at a rapid pace, the way we have planned in Alpex. Just 2 years ago, we got listed, and that listing gave us, I think, a lot of wings. We knew the business, and now here we are talking to you by 2029-30. Turnover over 10,000 crore, we don't foresee any problem to achieve this kind of guidance. Thank you. I have given a good reply.
That's a really great reply, sir. So just a few more questions.
I am very sorry to interrupt, Mr. Darshul Jhaveri. Could you please join back? Thank you.
I'll join back.
Thank you. Yeah, the next question from the line of Apoor Bandi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on the good set of numbers. So I have a couple of questions. So if you can share about the capex which will be required for 2.5 gigawatt of wafer and ingot manufacturing and some metrics on that, maybe in terms of margin expansion or something else. Yeah.
Okay. The first phase, which is a trial phase or experimental to absorb the technology. So we are doing it from our internal accruals, no loan on that. And everything is from our own internal accruals. For the second phase and the third phase, which is 2.5 gigawatt and another 2.5 gigawatt. So we are in an advanced stage of finalization of the numbers. So we will be putting it up in the public domain very soon. We have done internal calculations, so which is very favorable for us. But as of now, we will not be able to share the numbers.
Got it, sir. My other question is when you said that our competitors are doing around 35% of EBITDA margins in cell business, right? So you mean only cell specific or module plus cell complete?
No, it is only in the cell. Module is separate.
Got it, sir. So my question is, how much margins would we be able to do on a company basis when we combine our module and the cell business?
So that was a kind of guidance, okay? And on a very conservative estimate, our EBITDA will be on a very conservative basis. Those who know Alpex, so we have been conservative all along. So on a very, very small number, so our EBITDA will be 25% and PAT on the sales will be more than 16%. But I'm not saying that we will definitely surpass in this kind of EBITDA and PAT margins on cell metric.
Got it, sir. And so my last question is, I didn't get that part that when you said we would be taking wafer from outside, although we would be manufacturing the same. Why is such difference?
Look, as of now, wafer is not compulsorily to be bought from India. So we can buy from outside. And by June 2028, when this policy will be enforced, at that time, we will be ready with our wafer and ingot manufacturing.
Yeah, so I'm talking about FR28 only. So you mentioned that we would be doing a bartering system for wafers as well, right? And you were mentioning about some size.
So this is very simple process. So our main business will be in G12R, TOPCon cell and TOPCon modules. So 80, but since we have our own tenders, we have our own orders, and our customers sometimes they ask not only G12R, they will ask for M10R also. So M10R, we don't manufacture, we don't intend to change the lines from G12R to M10R and then again going back to G12R. So for that 20% market, so we will be giving the G12R to our cooperated companies and taking from them M10R.
Okay, sir. So wafer which we would manufacturing in FR28 would be used in-house only.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants are requested to restrict themselves to two questions in the initial round and join by the queue for more questions. The next question from the line of Anchal Jalan. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on the great set of numbers. So many private sector entities are planning to install mega scale, that is 4 to 5 gigawatt for solar park for captive consumption by using perovskite. To cater this opportunity, we will have to keep prices lower than China by 5 to 10%. So can we at Alpex tap this opportunity and keep prices lower while maintaining 25 to 30% EBITDA? Also, sir, how much time period is required to scale to 5 to 6 gigawatt from current 2.2 gigawatt solar cell capacity to migrate perovskite from TOPCon technology?
I forgot your name.
Achal Jalan.
Anchal. Anchal, perovskite is an exciting technology, but it has its own pitfalls. My Director Vipin also can pitch in for that. Vipin, can you answer this one? Hello. I think he's not available, maybe. Okay, I'll answer this question. Perspoite is a new technology which is still in the experimental stage. Not many companies are they are investing, but as an R&D, but not as a main product to compete in the markets. So in India, there is not even a single company which is considering perspoite. Yes, it is on the horizon. If the technology becomes developed and mature, then people might go in for perspoite, and perspoite on top of TOPCon technology. So this is the technology roadmap which we also had shown, but what it will come only when technology is mature for perspoite, and we can use the same TOPCon cells and add another process which will add some more efficiency on top of it. So this is the technology which we are talking. So we do not intend to go in for perspoite immediately. People do invest in experimental technologies for 100 megawatt or 550 megawatt, something like that. But I don't think 5 gigawatt kind of investment can be made on this kind of technology. Thank you.
Sir, I meant 5 gigawatt solar park, not 5 gigawatt cell capacity.
So what's the question in that case? So perspoite, we are not going in for perspoite, very, very clear. If you have a solar park can absorb any technology. They can have TOPCon or they can have your monopark also.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Akash T. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations for a very good set of results. First question is on the sir, DCR portal, where we get to see, you know, how many modules have been consumed and like produced and sold. But when we look at the DCR portal, for Q3 it was 120 and for Q4 it was 280. But when we look at the sales number, as you pointed out, the Q3 numbers and the Q4 numbers are very flat. So we wanted to understand what is the difference between, like, you know, on the DCR portal, it's almost double, but on our actual sales, it's almost flat. And related question to that is the impact of raw material on the current quarter. Like, do we have enough glasses and other material, raw material, to produce the targeted solar panel numbers?
I had informed earlier also that Alpex has is doing in both the markets, in the DCR and non-DCR market. And maybe in the Q3, we had more orders from non-DCR market. So that must have shown. And in the Q4, so we might be having more orders of DCR. That's why the DCR portal is showing more purchases or sale. Kind of a thing. And what was your
second question was on the raw material, sir. For the current quarter, do we have enough raw material to achieve the targeted numbers?
Raw material, yes, there are certain pressures on the raw material. Glass availability is getting challenged, and EVA or back sheet, etc. also are having some trouble. And but we have maintained a large inventory. If you would have seen in the our balance sheet numbers also, so we are sitting on a inventory of 316 crore, so which is quite adequate to handle the pressures of vagaries and some challenges. But now the situation is clearing out, and we don't foresee much of a problem on getting the
right, sir. And sir, like in the previous con call, we had mentioned about exports to US and EU, but the US is considering, you know, like putting anti-dumping duties and all that. So what impact does LPEX have for the US specific orders?
We are not exporting large quantity to USA. Only experimental quantities are sold. So as of now, the demand within India is much more rewarding, and we are unable to even get the right quantity. So we are not focusing much on USA, and moreover, they have imposed anti-dumping duties on solar panels or solar cells from India. So the recognized players like Wari or other people, so they have their large businesses dependent on US. We do not have much as of now.
So the shipping lines, has it impacted our exports? Like, because the shipping lines have stalled or like it has slowed down, does it impact our exports? Not just US, globally.
Vipin, can you answer this one? Hello? Vipin Sehgal?
I think he dropped off.
Yeah. Sir, I'm on the call.
Okay, I can...
Internet connection or something.
Okay. The thing is, there is some erratic behavior of on the sea. Sometimes the freights are going up. For example, our so many containers are coming for our cell line, and some raw materials are also coming. So the freight keeps on changing. From 2000, earlier we used to pay $1,200. Now the freight is $3,600 or sometimes even $4,000. So it is creating havoc with the freight rates. And availability also is some issue.
Right, sir. Thank you, sir. All my questions are answered. And congratulations for Gates set of number. What I really like is that you under-promise and over-deliver. So management has been consistently doing that. So really appreciate on that, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for kind words.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Preet Shah. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Preet, you're audible. Please go ahead.
First of all, congratulations for a good set of numbers. Sir, my question was on the cell capacity. So, how much revenue we can generate from the cell capacity which is going to come?
So, our cell capacity is 2.2 gigawatt, and I would very happy to share with all of you. Earlier, we had planned this as in two phases, but because of the demand and scenario, so we came up with a solution, and now the whole capacity of 2.2 gigawatt will be operational from in next 90 days. So currently, 1 megawatt of Topcon solar cell is selling around 13 to 14 rupees. Okay. And so that means 1 gigawatt will get us 1,350 crore kind of revenue from only the cell from 1 megawatt, 1 gigawatt, sorry.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sumit Sharma. Please go ahead. Mr. Sumit Sharma, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon, sir. Sumit Sharma, this side. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, very clear.
Sir, very congratulations for the great set of numbers. I have been invested in your company since the launch of IPO. And sir, my question is, last conference call, we discussed about replacement of the silver, this new compound of copper. So can we expect that that will come soon into the play? Because it was hampering our revenue and this EBITDA margin.
Okay, so this question can be answered by Vipin Sehgal. Vipin, please. You are mute.
I can take it up if he's not available still.
Yeah, thank you, Ashwini. Cell line start होने के बाद ही वो face आएगा. Definitely we will achieve that with the copper paste. EBITDA margins improve होंगे, but let the lines first start.
Okay sir, and sir last question is मैं थोड़ा call पहले join नहीं कर पाया था, तो इस बार सर हमारे जो Q3 से Q4 में जो हमारे margin hit हुए हैं सर, kindly थोड़ा सा उससे आप light देंगे अगर possible हो तो.
So the margins hit होना, I mean yes, it is primarily due to some issues because of this Iran war, and availability of glass was hampering, and some other raw material also in short supply. So these things have caused a little bit of a dip in our margins, and it is again happened across the industry, not only with Alpex. So this is the situation.
Thank you so much, sir. Future में भी आपसे यही उम्मीद रहेगी, काम आप promise करते हैं, deliver ज़्यादा करते हैं. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
We have the next question from Shubham Gupta. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, sir. First of all, congrats on the great set of numbers. We were checking the DCR portal. In that, one observation which we got was basically in Q4 alone, there were like a lot of sales that were done in the modules. Like it is like if we combine both Q2 and Q3, it is even more than that. But why that number is not reflecting in the revenue?
It is showing in the revenue. we are doing 2,223 crore of revenue. So it is showing in that. And incidentally, I had applied this question to some previous question.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. So next, we will review some chat questions. Huh? We have a question from Jash Mehta. The question is, once your 2.2 gigawatt cell plant is fully integrated, by how many percentage points do you expect your EBITDA margins to expand? And will this in-house production completely insulate your profits if global cell prices crash further?
I have answered this question to another questioner. The margin also has been replied, and we are insulated because of the policy of the Government of India from another 4 to 5 days, that is the 1st of June. Nobody can buy Chinese cells and make panels, not anymore. So this policy is already in place. So we technically have no competition with the Chinese solar cells once this policy is implemented, which is already, I mean, another 4 to 5 days. So there is no problem in, even if the Chinese cell prices go down or go up, we are not affected. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next, we have an audio question from Bhavya Shah. Please go ahead. Bhavya Shah, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
My audible?
Yeah, clear.
Yes. Congratulations, sir, for the good set of numbers. So my question is, most of the questions are answered. What could be our order book in this FY27?
Again, indirectly, I have answered this one. So our guidance is 3,000 as per the old system, as per our old guidance, so 3,000 crore. So we are sitting on an order book of around 1,900 odd crores. And after this, we are not taking more orders because we want to capitalize on the cell business as of now. So we will have a lot of orders whatever guidance which we are giving will be surpassed. And that only can be surpassed if we have the orders, and orders are good. And the cell line will add a lot of orders for our order book.
Thank you, sir. And other question is, what is current DCR and non-DCR realization? How could you anticipate this year?
We feel that from implementation of ALLM List 2, which is happening on the 1st of June, the DCR prices will strengthen further. So, which means that our cell as well as module business will be strengthened. It won't go down it won't go down. So prices might strengthen because all the cells will have to be sourced from India.
Okay, and any plans to migrate to mainboard?
Yes, definitely. We are rather waiting and waiting with bated breath. As soon as we have this window, which is as per the current situation, that is 3 years of waiting is to be done. So that is on the 15th of February 2027, we will be eligible to migrate to the mainboard. So, and we will start the process and keep all the documents ready much before that. So you can anticipate we will migrate papers will be completed and submitted on 16th of February, and whatever time they take, we anticipate that they will take 2 months to give us a main board, because we qualify on all the counts which are applicable to main board, and only the condition is 3 years of waiting. So we already done 2.5 2 years and maybe 3-4 months we've already done.
And any plans to venture into BESS segment, battery energy storage?
BESS is quite an interesting area of business. We are studying it. So the government is also making some policy wherein the cells for the BESS are also to be made in India. So once this kind of policy is in place, and we do not want to, we are taking a chance or taking some more time to decide, because standalone only BESS assembly does not add a lot of value to the business. So if the BESS cells are also mandatorily made in India, then it will open another avenue for us to diversify. So we will take our position very soon on this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So next we have a chat question from Shaurya M. Rana. In the previous con call, management spoke about exports to the US and EU. Given the AD-CVD trajectory, are you reconsidering setting up any US-based assembly footprint to circumvent the duties the way some larger players are, or is the US simply off the table for the medium term?
It is not exactly off the table. As of now, we do not have investment plans in USA, but our wafer and ingot will create a lot of opportunities for us to export to USA. So that is being considered. No assembly unit we are not planning as of now.
Thank you, sir. Next, we have a chat question from Dharmendra Patidhar. Thanks for the good set of numbers. We want to know the plans for expansion of aluminium frames plant, expected full run-up of proposed cell plant, and further plans for additional solar cell beyond 2.2 gigawatt. Order book position as on date, orders are fixed price or cell plus. Effect of margins due to rise of cell prices right now.
Too many questions, but majority of questions I have answered. So, okay, for the aluminium, we were the first ones to take the lead in aluminium manufacturing. And as of now, we have around 12,000 tons of capacity. So this is this will be expanded in the next year. Within this year we will be expanding through our internal accruals only. So this will be to at least double or maybe triple the capacity will be done. What was the other question on the cells capacity? We have acquired the land next to the same our Kosi factory, and even we have extra space for expansion of our cell line. So once we start commercial production of TOPCon cells, so we will immediately decide and inform in the public domain what is our plan. But yes, there is somewhere.
Thank you so much, sir. Participants, due to time constraints, that would be the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ashwini Sehgal, Managing Director, for closing comments.
So I have spoken a lot in this meeting, but anyway, I would like to add once again over here that exciting times for solar manufacturing in India. Solar, as of now, it has become the most, the least cost solution for power generation, fastest to implement, and very, very reliable system. You would have seen then during this summer times, and even the war with Iran, there was hardly any shortage of electricity, and that came mainly from solar. The extra demand was met through solar. So, and now with the advent of these wars, and the government of India, or even all the societies, they want independence from not only from imported energy, which is oil. Everybody wants the security of energy from within, and the government, the God has given us enough sunlight, which can be harnessed to become energy independent for ages, or rather for our all the people, not for the future generations also. So we are into really exciting times. The government of India has created a wonderful opportunity, and the companies which understand this business, those who are well entrenched in the business, and those who will not depend on others, and those who have integrated the business, they will progress a lot. And I'm proud to say that Alpex is one of them, and we will keep on growing with your and with everyone's help and assistance. Thank you very much. Thank you once again.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Alpex Solar Limited, that concludes today's session. Thank you for your participation.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
You may disconnect your lines now.
Thank you, everyone.